pirtza. So avad it's kosher in a chanami. Right, the Ravashi Yoma. So the Mefarshim said the reason Ravashi says another pshat is because pshita that's kosher. Like we said, like this case, let's get before avada. You'd say since you have more oimer then pirtza avada, that would be kosher. So no, what was the shaila then? Ravashi Yoma. This was the shaila. Mechitza tluyi iboyle. He had a shaila. We had a good mechitza. It could be mamish 10 tefachim high. But our kopon was hanging in the air like he had two side beams holding it up, and it was though more than 3 tefachim off the ground. Like in picture 235. You have mamish, the aleph is a good mechitza, but it's off the ground with the two sides, you have poles holding it up, more than gimel tefachim off the ground. That's the shaila. Kidaboy menei Rabbi Tavla mirav. Like Rabbi Tavla has the shaila from Rav. Mechitza tluya, if you have a mechitza that's hanging in the air, mao shatarte bechuva. Do we say, since you have a good mechitza, 10 tefachim high, even though it's off the ground, we're going to say good ach, we're going to say good achas. We look as if it comes down, and it's a good mechitza. Bechurva, where it's dry land. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Ein mechitza tluya. Anytime you have a mechitza, even though it's mamish 10 tefachim high, but calls them on, it's off the ground, it's above the ground, gimel tefachim, it's considered like it's hanging. The locher is ein mechitza tluya materis ela b'mayim. It's only kosher when you're handling with water underneath, where it's over water. The Rabbanim made a special kula. When you have like over the river, you have a balcony coming out of your house over the river, and you want to be able to schlep the water up from the river, then the Rabbanim will make kula. If you have a balcony sticking out, and the balcony has mechitzis all around it, we look as if the mechitzis go down to the ground and makes the reshus hayochid, and you can schlep the water up. But only when you're handling with the water did the Rabbanim say mechitza tlui is matir. Mashenkin, if on the bottom of the mechitza, like here, picture 235 is churva, is regular ground, dry ground, here we do not say mechitza tluya. So this was the shaila, and the teretz was avad with posel, we do not say mechitza tluya where it's on dry ground. His kolzman is more than gimel tefachim off the ground, that the gediyim are baikim bo, the gediyim can walk underneath it, we do not say good achas, we can't see it as if it's attached to the ground. Yemakifim bekanim. You're allowed to put up what mechitza is from kanim, sticks going straight up at picture 229. Here's a diik b'shayorin. There's only a heter for this type of mechitza by a shayora. That's at least 3 people traveling and they're on the road. So maybe they will make it for them on Shabbos. They could just before Shabbos they can make a mechitza just with kanim. Is b'yochid loy b'mashma yochido, one person, even if he's traveling, he can't make these type of mechitzas. He has to make a good mechitza, which is either with the shesi and erev. That picture 230, that's called the good mechitza. Kedimar v'otanya, so this is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that the first man yom in the Mishnah was Dibru Rabbi Yehuda, that he said, b'shayora Dibru, that you only have a heter to make these mechitzas by a shayora, which means at least 3 people traveling. So the diik, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, mashm, if one person is traveling, he can't be maker with such mechitzas, just beams going up, or strings going across, he has to have a good mechitza. For the more astira, but tani, we learned in a braisa, we have Yehuda Weiner, kol mechitza Shabbos, all the mechitzas of Shabbos, lo hitiro liyochid yoisim ebeis osayim. Now this lashon of kol mechitzas means all type of mechitzas, even bad mechitzas. What's called bad mechitzas? Like our case, where the mechitzas either just shesti, just beams going up, or else strings going around, that's called orev. It's any type of mechitza. Names called mechitzas, the bad mechitzas, lahitiru liyochid, they're only matter for yochid, a single person, to make a mechitza or shusi yochid out of this, mi beis osayim. Only if the enclosure inside is less than a beis osayim, which is the measurement of the chotzer hamishkan, which was 100 amis by 150. That's called a beis osayim. The picture 237. Really comes out to be 70 amis by 70 amis. That's called the Beis HaSayim. If you enclose the mechitza made out of here in 237, these are bad mechitzas. It's only a mechitza of Oriv, not Shesi, it's only Oriv. So the Rebbe Yehuda says, even for Yochid, he's allowed to make Rosh Hussi Yochid inside, Habi, it's not bigger than a Beis HaSayim. If it's only the shear of a Beis HaSayim or less, it's even good for Yochid. So Chorot Sestira, our Mishnah Rebbe Yehuda says, Mashm, it's only good for Shayara. If you have 3 people traveling, then they will make it for a whole caravan. A mashma just for one yochid, he can never use such a mechitza just of orev. And here Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even a yochid could also make mechitzas just made from orev, just made from strings going across, like we had before, providing they're within gimel tefachim one from the other, that you say lovud, so you have a mechitza made up out of lovud to give it a shame mechitza. But a kol ponim, it's a stirin of Yehuda. And the Gemara, could the Amar Rav Nachman, like could the Amar Rav Nachman be Tamer Rav Devoy Bar Abaya, Lo Nitzecho Elolitun Lehen Kol Tzorken. Nafkamina is, are they allowed to make it as big as they want? Kol Tzorken, that's a Nafkamina. In other words, Enach Narmi, a Yochitaki is allowed to make a Mechitza up until Beis Asayim. Then the Yehuda is also asking, it can make even bad Mechitzas, just Orev or just Shesi. That the Mishnah of Yehuda says only a Shayara, that means when they want to encamp a very large area, more than a Beis Asayim, give them Kol Tzorken, that they have 50 people there, they need a very big Shetach to make a very wide Mechitza. So then the Yehuda says, when you want to give Kol Tzorken, that means more than a Beis Asayim, then it's only Mutter for Shayara, but for Yochid doesn't have the Heter to make such a big enclosure. The Enach Nami, just until a Beis Asayim, unless that's Mutter even for Yochid. That's enough kamina. Where do you say his aloha? Aho, on this din, the Tanan we learned, kol mechitza she'enoi shel sesi ve'erev. Any mechitza that doesn't have both shesi and erev, doesn't have beams going up and strings going across, it's not a good mechitza, is ain't a mechitza. Posh the mashma is not called a mechitza at all. Divrei Reb Yosef Yehuda. This is Reb Yosef Yehuda Shita. It's not called a mechitza at all. Shal Shesi, Shal Erev, it's not called a mechitza at all. You need both together. It's a kasha now. Well, me, Yom Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda Hochi, is it true that Reb Yosef Yehuda says such halacha? It's not called a mechitza at all. Even if you have four mechitzas all around. But what time you will learn? Echad Yochid, whether you're a tribe of one person, V'yechid Shayorah, whether you're three people or more, is Lechavolim. That you are allowed to use strings. You are allowed to make a mechitza of just orev, just going around, like picture 237. You are allowed to make a mechitza just with strings. In this Reb Yehuda, what's the difference between a yochid and a shayara? Yochid of a single person, private person, is making a mechitza around for himself. We only let him make up until the shear of a beis asayim, up until 70 yamas by 70 yamas. That's a small enclosure. For that mutter, even for Yochid, a private person, to make a Rishus Yochid for himself. Shinayim, let's say you have two people who want to live in one place for Shabbos, is Vayitin Noisun Lehem Beis Asayim. We only let them enclose an area that's Beis Asayim or less, if they only have these bad mechitzes of Shesi or Orev. Mashen King, Gimul, once you have three people that want to stay in that place for Shabbos, then Nasu Shayorim. Three people already have a din like a Shayorah, like a caravan, and the other locher is, his sheet is, even when you have a caravan, six people, you can't give more than base assignment to each person. So if you have three people, you only allowed to enclose your place, which is six, which is three. Six sasayim. And since each person has the measurement of base sasayim, two saws, so if you have three people, you're allowed to make base sheish sasayim. That's the Yosef Reb Yehuda Shita. The Chom Moim, though, the Chom say no. Echad Yochid Vechad Shayara. Whether you're one person or whether you're a few people staying together out in the fields this Shabbos, is Noisn Lehem Kol Tzorken. That's the Rabban Shita. No, you give them Kol Tzorken. Even though the mechitzas are bad mechitzas, just strings going around, it's only Orev. Still, you can make it as wide as you want. As much as you want, you can make mechitzas. Obovado, Shelo Yehei Beisa Sayin Ponui. You have to make sure you can't enclose more than you really need. Like, let's say a guy wants a mamash, has 100 stuff with him, and Kalim wants to put all over the place. So as long as you need that area, you can enclose it no matter how big it is. But you can't enclose your big area, and you're not going to need it. You're going to leave over half of it empty. Like, let's say picture 239. You're only going to use half of the area, and the other half is going to be empty. That's awesome. Once you have a shear of a base of sign that's empty, that has a din caramelis on it. But that's b'chal d'alochem. Anytime you have a base of sign that is a measurement of 70 yamas by 70 yamas, if it's not hukuf l'dira, if you don't live in there, so b'chal it has a shem karmelis. Like we learned, let's say you have a park even. If you have a garden, a park, let's say it have mechitzas all around it, you will not be allowed to carry inside there on Shabbos. Because since it's not hukuf l'dira, nobody lives there. So once you have a shear more than a base of sign, midrabbonan has it in karmelis. His here would be mekel, you can make as big as you want, because it's talking about these people are going to live here for the Shabbos. They're living in this area for Shabbos. So it's called, you made these mechitzas hukuf l'dirum, that you're going to live there. Therefore, a yochid can make as big as he wants, because he's going to live there. But zotach chomim, you have to make sure you're going to live in all that area. Because if you're going to leave over a part of the area that you're not going to live there, you're not going to use it at all, and that shear is a base asayim, so the Rabbanan gave the shear within Carmelis. Anytime people don't live in that area, even though it's enclosed by mechitzas, if it's more than a base asayim, it's called the Carmelis. Here, what I see you on you. You want to use the right part of the enclosure. But our co-part on the left part of the enclosure is the karmelis. And there's no mechitza between you and the karmelis. So then it would be awesome. Not the chom shita. Or yochid, since you're going to live there and these mechitzas now for the Shabbos, you can make the mechitzas as big as you want. But providing you're going to use all that area, it's called you're going to live in that area. But if you're going to have a base of sign, ponui, left over like this side of the picture, you're not going to use it all. So rather that side is called the karmelis. And the male it asks is on the other side. The Omer of Nachman b'Tamer Rabbeinu Baravaya lo nitzchu elit lem kol tzorkin. So here it's a stira in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. One place Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says there's no din mechitz at all. He says even a yochid can't make mechitzes that are not shesi voriv. And then here he says no, you give him a base of sign. So here it's a stira again in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So that's his teretz is no stira. Litim lem kol tzorkin. Nafkuminvis is the yochid wants to make a big enclosure, more than a base of sign. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, nothing doing. It's possible. You can't make a mechitza out of just shesi, or else just orev, more than base of sayim, even if you want to live there. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Beinach Nami, up until a base of sayim, he's also moida a yochid could do it. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chom, though, they pass kenel, they say a yochid can make as big as enclosure as he wants. Since he's going to live in this mokim, this Shabbos, it's called his mokim dira. So no matter how big the mechitzas are, how wide they are, still it's kosher. Providing you don't have an extra place of a base of sign extra. Because once you have a base of sign ponui extra, that has a din karmelis, and it would ask on the other makam. Smell is no steer to the Mishnahs. Right, what's the psak now? So the Mar Dorish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yochid, if you have one person that's going to live out in the fields for Shabbos, he wants to make mechitzas around him to be able to metaltel there, is dalocha noisnim loy beis asayim. We give one yochid just so he can close himself, make a mechitza beis asayim wide, not more. Beis, if you have two people, is vayt noisnim lohu beis asayim. You can't make bigger mechitzas, wider mechitzas than a beis asayim. So this is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a yochid we only let him make until a base of sayim. Once it's wider than a base of sayim, it's possible. Even though you want to live in this mechitza the Shabbos, but since the mechitza is not shesi v'oriv, it's only one either strings, or else just kind of going straight up, you can't make more than a base of sayim. Gimel, let's say you have three people that are going to live in this mokum for the Shabbos, then the locker is nasu shayara. Three people have a lock of a shayara, a lock of a caravan, that the Rabbanan gave a kula. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Chur Rav Nachman is paskening like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that even when you have a shayar with three people, you only let them make the enclosure of beis sheish, six sosayim, six sos, but not more. More than six sos is also usur, even if you have a shayar. For the Gemara, Shafkis Rabbonin v'Avdis Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, how come you're paskening like a yochid can I get the rabbin? The Rabbonin before pask, you know. They pass me, you can make as big as you want. Without you living in this mechitzah, this Shabbos, they're called good mechitzahs. Sakim, you're passing like a yochid, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, for yochid, it's only good until the base of sayim. And even when you have a shayar with three people, it's only good six souls, not more. Like, how come you're passing like a yochid, not like the Rabbonin? So the Moray Nechnam, he was chayzer. Hodar ukim Rav Nachman Amoru, alei. Rav Nachman again gave another shir and put on another mirror, another interpreter in front of him to say over the locha. Vidorish, and this is the way he darshened now. Dvorim shomarti lefnechem. That I told you before. That the locha, like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, toyis hain biyodi. It's a toyis that I made. That's not the locha. Nabram kach omru. This should be the locha. This is the way it should be. Yochid, if you have just one person to live in the fields for Shabbos, noistim lay based on sign. If he makes only mechitza with strings, he could only make it till beis asayim, not more. Shanayim, if you have two people, noisim lehem beis asayim. Again, you only give them a beis asayim. Shleisha, when you have three people living out in the fields now, then nasa shayora, then they have a loch of a shayora, three people have a loch like a caravan. The din is then, v'noisim lehem kol tzorkin. Then we give them kol tzorkin. Kol tzorkin means not only six saws, they could do as wide as they want. Providing they're going to live in that area, you could do as wide as you want. So Chura Vaita, this is not the Rabbonin Shita. The Chura, the Rabbonin we have before said, Echad, Yochad, V'Echad, Shayara. No matter who you are, you're allowed to make as wide as you want, providing you're going to live inside the Mechitza. So even this Pesach, the Chura, we'll soon see, should be wrong. This is not according to Chachamim. This Vaita, this only comes out good according to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehudin, the Mishnah. But according to Chum, though, everything should be mutter. And here again, he's fastening. No, a yochid and two people could only make the mechitza base of sign. They can't make it wider than a base of sign. So let's write the Gemara. Nukur Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda. Again, look, the Reisha, the first din is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's halacha, that a yochid could only make a mechitza up until base of sign, not more than a base of sign. So it should also be shver, though. Why don't you paskin, let the Rabbanan already? The Sefer Rabbanan, it's true, the last din you said, that's good, that's the Rabbanan's halacha. That once you have a shayara, you could make the mechitzas around as big as you want, you can make the mechitzas. But the Kur is still shver. Why was the first din, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, why didn't you paskin, let the Rabbanan? So Drashi Reish, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Dikoma Yochid Beis Sosayim, that a Yochid only gets a Beis Sosayim. Di Rabbonin, because if you know, according to Rabbonin, Afil Yochid Kosar Kun Yevinim, even a Yochid we give him as much as he wants. So how do you make this mixture? And the Gemara Poshit, in Mishum Dikoyi Avua Vishitose, because we have in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, the first man Yom in the Mishnah, he also holds like this. So, they're like two man diyomim hold this shita. That they have only a yochid, only one person, he can't do more than a base of sayim. Because in the Rashi and the Mishnah said, Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that our Mishnah is only talking about a shayora. By a shayora we will matter. And by yochid we weren't matter. So, that was the theory in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says we give a yochid a base of sayim. The Gemara's teretz was true. When the Mishnah says only a shayora, not a yochid, it means more than a base of sayim. That if you have a shayor with at least three people, then the Rabbanan will make all. You can make the enclosure as big as you want, more as much as you want. But when does Rabbi Yehuda say a yochid not? That means more than a base of sayim. He says yochid only gets a base of sayim, and by shayor is the cool as big as you want. So since there's a Rabbi Yehuda and there's a Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda also, both of them hold that a yochid, one person, only gets a base of sayim, not more. So therefore, we pass them like them. Even though there's a Rabbanan sheet that holds the yochid is the same thing like a shiara, that you get as much as you want. But since like Koponim, you have two people passing this way, you can pass them like them. So therefore, yochid only has effort to make mechitzas up until the base of sayim. Even if you want to live there that Shabbos. More than the base of sayim, you can't make. But once you have three people together, then you can make it as big as you want. Then we hold tackle as Rabbanan. And like a Yehuda in the Mishnah, that a Shayara can make as big as they want, but without a providing, like it says in the Gemara, there's not a base of sign ponui. If you enclose the area, you have to be able to use it and put your kelim all around there, like a picture of 239, you shouldn't leave over though a base of sign ponui. If the area left over not being used is the share of a base of sign, that share, that milk becomes a caramelist, and therefore it asks on the other milk and you can't carry it. Because Rabbi Yehuda, which is the father of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, also holds like this shita. Therefore, he passes like that. Trashi in mishum dekoy yavu b'shitose gabi yochid kam Rabbi Yehuda nami diye noisin loy elu beis asayim b'mechitza shesi ayorev. But since Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that, we pass like this. Gemara Omar Rav Gidlu Omar Rav Shloisha. If you have three people living out in these fields for Shabbos, they want to make a mechitza is b'chomesh asurin. From sometimes with five saws it's us already, and v'sheva mutarin. Sometimes with seven saws, if the enclosure is so big, it includes seven saws. Sometimes it's mutar. So Rashi shleisha b'chamesh asurin klima pomim gimel anoshim. Sometimes if you have three people living out in the fields, asurim afilu b'chamesh soin. It could even be also for them to make such mechitzes just of oriv or else just of shesi. Still, it could be possible even though it's only five soin wide. And sometimes it's mutter even though it's seven soin wide. What's the locha? What's the svarim? Or the Eshkins, Omalei, Omar Rav Ochi, he said, the Rav says such a locha, it doesn't make sense. If five is us, how could seven be mutter? Did Rav Taka say this? Omalehu, like he answered back with a shvua, yes, he said it. Omalu, Araisa, Nevi Oksivi, like the Torah and the Nevi and the Ksuvim, the Yomar Rav Ochi, this is the way Rav Taka said. Rashi said, like Lush and Shvu, he said, this is what he said. And Amar Rav Ashi, my Kasha, what's so shver to understand this din? This is what he meant to say. Dilma, Hochi Koma, this is what he meant to say. Let's say Chuy had three people there, right? And all they needed was just six saws. They didn't need more than six saws. That's how much material and behemoth they had to use up the area of six saws. Then Vekifu B'Sheva, so they made an extra saw extra. They made a hekif all around the mechitz of seven saws. Is alocha afilu b'sheva mutarim. Still it's mutter. Since the extra of the ponui is less than base of sayim, it's not a mutter. Let's take a picture of 238. The extra part is only a small part left over. It's less than a base of sayim. It's only one so extra. So it doesn't have a din karmelis to it. So they don't ask them. The people inside, these three people inside, can use the whole area. Let's say lehutzchel lechomish. Let's say the three people here only needed five soas. That's all they needed. They're kiful b'sheva, and now they made a big enclosure that included seven soas. So come to say, they have an extra two soa they don't need. The lachar is the whole thing is awesome. Is afilu b'chamish asurin. They can't even use b'metatl in the chamish that they need, because since there are two soas left over, that becomes a karmelis, and it becomes a karmelis that asks on the other part. So therefore, it's mutter. That's the hesber here. Kisses goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, this din. Rav is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that even with three people, we only give them two saws apiece. But providing again, there's not an extra base of sign. Or the Friyamis could be no. Friyamis could even be going according to Rabban also, could even be this din. It could even be according to Rabban also. Because Rabban also must, even though you give them as much as they want, but providing you don't have a base of sign extra. Whenever you have a base of sign extra not used, that has a shame karmless, and it would answer on the rest of the mechitzah. So this could go according to Rabbanim also. Once you have an extra base of sign, that answers on everything. For the more of Yeloho Diktoni, Obavach lo yehe base of sign ponui, my love, ponum yodim. What does it mean, base? You shouldn't have an extra base of sign? How mean does it mean you shouldn't have more than you have people? Like Lamoshom. Let's say here, you have three people. So three people, each one has a right to have two sasayim. So we have seven sasayim, why is it usur? Since you have three people, they're allowed to use six sos, so it shouldn't be usur. His ma'ala ponum yodim shemin, let's say you only have three people, and you made eight sasayim. That should be usur. Because you have three people, they could only use six, and you have an extra two, eight, that should be usur. But the kura here, if you only have seven, it should be mutter. And the gemara loy. It doesn't matter how many people you have. It means how much place you're using where you're going to put your kelim around there. So even if you have 10 people, like a picture 239, even if you have 10 people here, but you only have a small amount of kelim that you only can use half of the area, and the other area is open, is ponui, empty, when it's bigger than a base of sayim, then it becomes osur. It's not totally in people, it's totally in kelim. It's more itma. What's going to be the halacha shloisha? Mitchila, beginning of Shabbos, there were three people living in this area. So the kids said they made it, they're allowed to make it then, either as big as they want according to Rabbanan, or else according to Rabbi Yosef, they made it six oz. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, one of them died. So now, what's the halacha? The rest of Shabbos, can the other two be metaltl or not? Do we say now that there's only two people using it, it's too big? Or do we say no, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, it's mutter for the whole Shabbos already? Rashi Yomais Echad Mihem B'Yom HaShabbos. Right? Hu Adin Ashnayim. Mitchila, you only have two people living here, and they made the area too big. Let's say they made it six saws wide. So, of course, it's too much for two people. Two people can only use four. Or can only make two saws. Two people could use. V'Nisayisfu Alayim. And the middle of Shabbos, they had a guest that came there. Now they have three people living in this area. What about now? Was it mutter to be metalto now in the middle of Shabbos? Can you get a heter? Is it mutter or not? Now you have three people living there. So since it's six saws wide, for three people it's mutter. So do we say since the beginning of Shabbos there were only two people, it was usur? Or else no, go bust it right now. Now you have three people living there, it should be mutter. So it's a machlokes. It's totally in Shabbos means at the beginning of Shabbos. So Rashi, Shabbos geremis. In the beginning of Shabbos, you have three people living there, so it was mutter. Then one was mace. And mace echad mehen, hoyo begarem is Shabbos latir. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the heter was chal, you have three people then. You can make as big as you want, according to Rabbonin, is mutter and hashnayim. The two that's left over now are still mutter. And I feel the Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that when you have only two people, it's only mutter, a base of sayim, not more. But here, since the beginning of Shabbos, you had more. Since you go bust at the beginning of Shabbos, that's the yikr. So I feel the Rabbi Yehuda, Shnayim, Ve'ekifu Yosef Beis Asayim. Let's say the second case. Where at the beginning of Shabbos, you have only two people living there. And they made the heck of they made the mechitzas around more than a base of sayim. That's usur. Now, afal pishin etus v'aleim durin, even though in the middle of Shabbos, new people come to live here, I tell you still, the lacher is asurin. Still, it's usur. Why? L'Rab Yudah, according to Rab Yudah. Hoyolok eshenichnes, so Shabbos, gormal yisur. Because the whole din is told at the beginning of Shabbos. If it was Hutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it's Hutter the whole Shabbos. If it was Oster at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains Oster the whole Shabbos. That's what one says. The Chadama one says, Asura, no, the urine garment. You go boss to the Messias when people are living there. Kol Zaman, you have three people living there, it's Mutter. But one person is Mace, it becomes Oster, or Faker. Beginning, you have two people, it's Oster. Now that you have a third person, it becomes Mutter. Trashi Durin Gorman. Gimel Umeis Echad Mihem Debots with Durin. Now you have less than three people. Asurin. Now it becomes Asur. Im Hekifa Yaisu Besasayim. If you have more than a Besasayim. It's only for a Yochid, for one or two people, it's only Mut until a Besasayim. Let's say Shnayim. Beginning of Shabbos, you had only two people. So then it was Asur. Because they had more than a Besasayim. Vinisusfa Aleim. And now in the middle of Shabbos, more people came to them. Is Alocha Mutarn, it becomes Mutta. Dika Durin. Because you go boss to the Messias, calls the man you're living there. The amount now you have three people living there, it's Mutter. So that's the Smachlokes. So the Gemara says, time I bring Uriah, the Rav Huna, who the Yomar Shabbos Geremis. Rav Huna, he's the one that says that Shabbos is totally the beginning of Shabbos. What's the Raya? The Yomar Rabbah, Boyim Rav Huna. They asked the Shalot from Rav Huna. Or Boyim Rav Yehuda. And they asked the same Shalot from Rav Yehuda. Erev Derech HaPesach. They made an Erev between two Chatzerim that were next to one another, and there was a door in between them. So they made an Erev in order to make an Aruvah Chatzeris al Smach to be able to carry through this door. V'nistam HaPesach. And in the middle of Shabbos now, this door became Sosim. A pile of bricks fell there and closed up the door. Arel Derech HaChaloin. Mitchilo, they made an Erev, and there was an Erev Chatzeris, the two Chatzerim, you have to have some way of going through one to the other. So then you make an Aruvah Chatzeris, you let it carry one into the other. So Mitchilo, they were Samech on the window. There was a big window there, more than a Tefach by a Tefach. It's a good way to go through. So they made an error because of the window. Now, the Nistam HaChaloin, in the middle of the Shabbos, the Chaloin got stuffed up. Isma, what's the locha? They asked him, is it still called the good Aruvah Chatzeris or not? So Rashi, Erev Derech HaPesach, V'nisma Pesach, Imho Yul Beis Chatzeris. There are two Chatzeris, one next to another. O Pesach B'Neim, and a door in between them. V'Erevu Derech HaPesach. And they made an Erev in between because of this Pesach. V'nistam HaPesach. And now the Pesach got closed up. O Imho Yul Beis Chanuyis. There were two stores. O Pesach B'Neim, and a door in between them. The Erevu Adas HaPesach. They made an Erev to carry from one apartment to another apartment because of this door. The Yachshav Nistam B'Shabbos. Now it's closed up on Shabbos. Shenofla Kneged Mapurlis. A lot of bricks fell Kneged it. Maho. What's Halacha? Mishar Lishta Mushe Derech Sharachalonis. The Pshat is there are other ways of handing from one chutzah to another chutzah, from one room to another room. There are other windows there. Habchusas midalad. The less than dalad forchem by dalad forchem. Shein ruyis liruv. It's not enough shear to make an aruvah chatzeris with. Kedarminu perakei chaloyim. We'll see later that in order to make an aruvah chatzeris, you have to have a good entrance from one chutzah to another chutzah. If you have a window, the window has to lead, not a tefach, I said before, it has to at least be dalad forchem by dalad forchem. If the window is dalad forchem by dalad forchem, that's called the good pesach. It could go through, you could make an error. Now here, the good Pesach got closed up. These small chaloinis that you can hand through are less than dalat fochim. So now you don't have any good Pesach between one chutzah and another chutzah. Maho, what's the loch and can you still carry? Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutum, or do we say now there's no Pesach between the two of them, it should remain otzer. Vaita v'yomali, Rabba and Rav Huna answered back, Shabbos, hoyavu hutru hutru. About at the beginning of Shabbos, it was Mutti, you made a good Aruvah Chatzeris, and you had a good Pesach between the two Chatzerim. Since it was Chal the Heter, it's Hutta for those Shabbos. So this time, you see, Klo Rav Huna, the one that holds the Svara. You go boss at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, the Aruvah Chatzeris was Chal, maybe a lot of carry those Shabbos, even though now the Pesach got clogged up, and you only want a hand between a small window, that window itself doesn't have a Shem Pesach. So the Chura, let's say now the dinner Aruvah Chatzeris is bottle, still we say no. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Hutru, it remains Hutru those Shabbos. So Negei Tahu Shalu also. Since at the beginning of Shabbos you have three people living there, it was Hutru to Matalat in this place that's more than Beis HaSayim, you have the Heter the whole Shabbos. Even though one person dies in the middle of Shabbos, so what? Still the Heter remains.